Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
We lost another legendary Hollywood couple. Meryl Streep and her husband of 45 years, Don Gummer, say they've been separated for 6 years. Really? Almost as long as Jada Pinkett Smith and Will have. So People Magazine confirmed this news, and it was really shocking because she was literally just spotted at like an awards show on Friday wearing her wedding ring. But apparently for the last 6 years, they've been living separate lives. And it's I was reading the article talking about how they met, and I couldn't help but think that they have one of those love stories that make you think when you know is real. So People Magazine says that they met in 1978 when she was in the middle of mourning her boyfriend at the time. He had just died of lung cancer. And so I guess she met because of her brother who introduced them, and they were married 6 months later.
Whoa.
And they've been together 45 years?
45 years, which I don't know if you can count the 6 years, so maybe 39 years now.
Whatever.
Yeah, but 45 years would have been about a month ago on September 30th. So it's kind of a bummer. 2023 is the year that love has died.
So I'm curious on why they just don't get divorced. I guess, I mean, what works for you and your relationship works for you and your relationship. But if you're separated for 7 years, why wear the wedding ring?
Mm-hmm.
Why just not go through the process?
Because you don't want to I mean, being a celebrity, you just don't want to deal with it publicly. And there's no urgency to do so. Mm. Like, you can just live your separate lives peacefully, which she has done for 6 years. Yeah. Nobody's been any the wiser. But I guess now, the only reason why I can think is to say something is because you found somebody else that you want to be able to go out with and like and be with.
Mm. But then she's wearing the wedding ring, which is so weird, which I get it kind of, it protects you to an extent from the public because then no one's really going to ask questions. And I don't really think people were that invested in Meryl Streep's love life to begin with. But
people will catch it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely they will.
And if they wouldn't, the paparazzi would in about 1 second.
Yeah, well, the rumor had been floating around on Dumois via a blind item, and they got to confirm it. They were like, yeah, this is who we were talking about. Okay, Bad Bunny hosted SNL over the weekend, and he made it bilingual. So he opened up the show with a monologue and said, you know, some people were concerned, you know, how am I going to host this show? English is my second language. But, and three of the sketches were actually either mostly in Spanish or completely in Spanish. And so for his monologue, he actually brought out Pedro Pascal, you know, to help translate a little bit. And really interesting too, like I'm guilty of, if a program's not in English, I'm very quick to check out. I think Americans are super spoiled. Like, if it's not in English, like, why am I going to turn the subtitles on? There's a thousand other shows that are in our language. But SNL also had a lot of fun poking fun at a story that I know that we all have been pretty sick of talking about. Jada Pinkett Smith talking about Will Smith and Tupac. So since Britney's memoir is coming out this week, and today's probably the last day that we're going to even have room to talk about it, SNL, I think, kind of felt the same way. So they brought an impersonator out for the weekend update segment where she basically just went on this whole rant about her talking about Will Smith and Tupac, and it was hysterical. I gotta say, I've been really enjoying seeing her get roasted on Twitter just because it's so funny how we've all, it's really united a nation. You know what I mean? Like, I think
for sure.
Seeing Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce like fall in love has united people in a joyful way. And then seeing Jada Pinkett Smith like roast her husband on every public platform.
God, this poor guy.
Oh, my gosh.
He came out and said he fully supports her, and he's with it. So it's hard to even feel sorry for him at this point.
Does seem like they're happier than ever now, which is weird. He's catching some heat for changing his name to match his son's. I'll fill you on what's going on with Brian McKnight on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.